This is a workshop. It's open to any individuals 18 years or older. The participants that we get are from all walks of life. They're individuals who enjoy hunting or fishing, or they're also individuals who want to learn about hunting and fishing, or maybe even find out a new skill or a new adventure that their family or they themselves can enjoy in the outdoors here in Kentucky.
What will you teach during this weekend?
This particular workshop, we've got a variety of classes. Of course, we have the main hunting and fishing. We've got deer hunting and turkey hunting. We've got archery classes, basic, as well as basic firearm classes with rifles and shotguns. And we also have basic fishing classes. Then the less hook and bullet classes would consist of canoeing and kayaking. We have a processing class where individuals will learn about taking care of the wild game, whether that be either from fish or from game or fowl that they take out in the field or on the water. They'll learn how to process that and take it straight to their table or to their freezer to get the advantage of why you're out there doing that in the field.
Is it difficult for women to step out of their comfort zone? This is really hands-on stuff.
Not necessarily. It seems like that some individuals will come in with a little bit of intimidation on the very first day within the first 30 minutes, and then those walls are completely broken down because they see that we're not in a box, we're not out here. Everybody's not in their camo. Everybody's not rolling in their trucks. But this is just an open adventure where individuals will learn about every outdoor activity that you could possibly imagine. And it comes back to the basics of it's not just a man's world. It's there for you as female. It's there for you as the family looking for something to do over the weekend or through the seasons of hunting or through hiking or through biking, just the outdoor adventures that individuals can get their hands on and learn about. And then also, it builds a lot of character and or relationships where we have so many individuals who have met their best friends through life through these workshops.
There is a limited capacity for this event, and you're encouraging people to register early. What's the cost and what do you get?
We started registration in mid-May, so it has been going on for a little while, and we are meeting capacity is at 130. The cost is $200 with an early registration, which is before July 20th, and that will include six meals along with four classes that you choose from, which start on Friday, two classes on Saturday, and one class on Sunday. And in the two nights, overnight accommodations, and a lot of materials, handouts, prizes, lots and lots of different opportunities and things are provided in the $200 package.
I'm sure staying in the lodge is a great relief for some folks. Won't be camping under the stars, but still roughing it.
It is, because a lot of people, when they hear this, they think, oh, no, we're going to be in tents, or, oh, no, we're going to be in the cabins like we were when we were younger in either our 4-H or our Girl Scout or Boy Scout camp. And no, this is a lodge setting with a covered front porch, rocking chairs, and just a wonderful opportunity to just take in the camaraderie of people with the same interest and enjoying the outdoors in Lake Cumberland.
You can find out how to get more information about the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife's Becoming an Outdoors Woman Weekend on our website at wnku.org under local news. Beth Spivey-Minch, thank you.
You're welcome.